there.
Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
You know, I feel much better, Bill, because, you know, I brought Jimmy the Bubble Boy's pants back to him here after he left them in our in the hotel room there at the Dima show. And I feel much, well, less awkward.
Yeah, you
now.
Feel less dirty.
No, less awkward, because now he's at least wearing them.
There is something to be said for that.
Yeah. You won't feel less dirty until I actually remove them from the immediate vicinity.
Yeah, because they haven't been washed.
Exactly.
It's pretty disgusting. You thought Drunken Santa smelled bad?
Woo!
I'm telling you what, I did not. Drunken Santa smells worse.
He smells pretty bad, but Bubble Boy's pants.
They weren't that way when I left them, Greg. They smelled clean when I left them. I just want everybody to know that.
You weren't supposed to share that on the air. Well, let's just leave it alone. We had a big time at the Dima show here last week. That's what we're kind of doing, having flashbacks, reflections on what happened at the event. Big time fun for all in the dive industry, for sure. Wave Dave is going to join us here a little bit. But first, we got Pete from Scuba Board, who I believe I saw several times wandering the aisles of the Dima show in his 360-degree GoPro camera monstrosity and trying to capture some magical moments. Pete is on Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing great here in the Keys.
Yes, he's back in the Keys. Was I right? Were you filming? Did you capture some of that 360-degree stuff that you were doing? Like, Scuba Radio in the round, Dima in the round? Is kind of what you're trying to film?
And I'm waiting for the guy who manufactured it, 360 Heroes, to process the video for us. And hopefully we'll have it the next week or so.
Yes. I mean, it could be interesting. Have you been getting some of that? I know you filmed last year at the Long Beach show.
I screwed things up and it didn't come out.
Oh, okay. So you're still kind of waiting to get that first batch of video that you can use to blackmail
everybody.
I'm still
trying to get my act together like Bubble Boy trying to get my pants on.
Yes. Okay. Well, we didn't really need that mental picture. But regardless,
I know one thing for sure, he's one fart smeller.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh.
Anyway, but Pete, what did you see at the Dima show?
He saw everything. He had the 360 helmet on. He could see behind him even.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. But it's pretty cool. I do want to see the video. But did you see some other products that stood out to you at the Dima show this year? I saw a few. I've shared a couple already, but what about you?
You know, again, rebreathers continue to be very, very strong.
Yeah.
Lots of different rebreathers. I think that the new one put out by Kiss was freaking awesome. I really like that. I think I might have found the rebreather I want to dive.
Yeah, so Kiss has put their name on a rebreather. There's a picture of Gene Simmons.
Detroit Breathe City, man!
No, that's not right.
No?
No, but Kiss is a brand of rebreather. It'll only be a time.
Simple, stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only a matter of time before Gene Simmons gets to own a portion of
that. Yeah, yeah. He'll demand some royalty once they become big enough, I'm sure. But what was it about the Kiss rebreather that caught your eye? The smallness or size of it? The cost, I think they've come down a little bit. Is that what you're zeroing in on or what there, Pete?
Well, I think both the cost, here's the thing about diving in general. The more complicated things get, the more crap that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiss has always been about keeping it simple. Well, recently they've gotten it to be a lot more streamlined, which is actually making it even more simple. So you can see how this unit would glide through the water without grabbing a bunch of stuff, and it's just easier to maintain that way. It looks easier. It's more intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, it does seem pretty small, too, and compact, which is always an advantage if you're traveling and that kind of thing. They seem
Greg,
to have a pretty good
you are
idea.
So right. It does look small.
Anyway, the other
are we talking about Bubble Boy again?
Yeah. That's what he's talking about. He's talking to Bubble Boy. Yeah. Anyway, you got that rebreather. Did you take a look at that Hollis rebreather, the Explorer? Though?
I did. That was awesome. I love that. In fact, I took a look at a couple of things with the Hollis. The SMS-75, the side mount system. I want.
You want that, huh?
I want that. I tell you, I've been diving the SMS-100 prototype since before it came out, and it's my go-to side mount rig. And when I saw that 75, it was like, oh my God, they improved it. I like it.
Now
it's
explain.
Got a little less lift, which I like. I don't need all the 100. And they just have things a little bit more configured for those of us who don't have super range of movement. It's easier to dive with.
Okay, so you're talking about a specific regulator rig that you can mount your tanks on the side of you. Is that what we're talking about here or what? Because this is a little foreign to me.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought the tanks are on the side rather than on the back.
Yeah.
For those of us who like to dive doubles, but, you know, doubles are so stinking heavy, I can go and put each tank into the water one at a time and put them on in the water so I don't have all the weight of the tanks as I'm trying to enter the water.
Yes. Okay, well, that makes sense. And, I just haven't done the side mount stuff. I'm not,
on down to the Keys. I'll put you in something.
Well, you know, I'm looking to do that Hollis rebreather, that Explorer. I'm really anxious to kind of go down and do some diving with
that. Come on down here and let's do a
thing,
let's have some fun.
Yeah, well, I talked to him about that, Nick Hollis, who heads up that division for AUP. So we got that in the works. So maybe we can make that happen for sure. So that's definitely on the radar.
I think that'd be good for us to do that and to have them bring down enough stuff so you can go side mount too. Because you know what? I mean, there's lots of different ways to dive, and it's good to know as many as you can.
True, and find out which one you prefer most. You know, and
exactly.
I really love doing the rebreather stuff when we did it last year, or actually it's been over a year now, in Grenada. And I really enjoyed that, but it is a little intensive on the system that I was learning there. That was quite a bit of work, and we just haven't been able to set it up where we could do it more conveniently and easily. So I'm looking to try to streamline that process here for the next year. That's kind of a personal goal for mine. So I was looking at those pretty closely as well. What else? What about accessories and things? Did you see any kind of new products catch your eye? You know, we talked to these folks from iDive who had created an underwater iPad device where you can bring your iPad underwater, and we talked to those folks last week. I thought that was kind of a unique thing that's coming to market right now. But anything else along those lines that caught your eye this year, or what do you think?
You know, I didn't really see. I saw the iPad stuff. They're probably going to be upset with me saying this. I just wasn't that impressed with it. It's like I died to get away from electronics, not to take electronics with me.
What?
Oh, look, I can do Facebook underwater. Well, you know, I'm sorry. It just takes away from being able to really do what I want to do under there.
Well, you know, they were telling me that they're setting it up for really it came out of the need for underwater researchers that are trying to document reef growth and stuff like that, and they can – you know, as opposed to have a written slate that they have to document stuff, they can do it right on an iPad, and then they can take a picture of it with you. And I got to tell you, for someone who is challenged on the, being able to see a small little GoPro screen, having your iPad to take a picture instead, I saw some advantages right there. Like even I could keep my pictures in focus without some vision correction with an iPad. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go. I guess I could see that from that perspective.
Sure.
One thing I noticed this trip around was the number of compressors for sale. And they're really getting compressors for individuals. There's a lot of them that are putting out just a few CFM per hour or per minute.
Yeah, interesting. You know? Yeah, so instead
I was really surprised at how they're trying to get into that market.
I didn't catch that, but yeah, that would make sense. You know, if you can bring it down.
I saw at least a half a dozen, eight, something like that, compressor manufacturers, and usually see two or three.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. There were several out there this year. What do you think of our new and improved Mermaids?
Yeah, you know what? Enough about the Dima show. Let's talk about us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you like they were sporting new tails, a new design. Did you notice?
I got to see them. You kept them away from me.
Nah, you were filming them.
We hid them at the opening of the show every
day. We did. And then we had them out on display for happy hour in the Bahamas.
I did run the camera through there, but I was being seized by people getting in the way while I guess was seeing the mermaids. I'm not sure.
Well, that could be. That could be. They were blocking his shot, as they sometimes do. These mermaids create, you know, a bit of a ruckus now, and that's why we use them, right,
So
Bill?
What you're saying is that Pete from Scuba Board, check out scubaboard.com. You got shot blocked?
Yes, that's what exactly.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
What would you think if I dove in the sea? Would you stand there or dive in with me? Forget all your fears and take a big giant stride and find out what it's like to be free. Ooh, I'll go dive with a little help from my fins. Yeah, stay alive and watch for signs of the bends. I'll go dive with a little help. I'll go dive with a little help from my fins.
You know, every time we play it, it really doesn't get any better. But, you know, we figured if we abused everybody at the Dima show with these Beatles parodies, that we could only share the love or the abuse, depending on your perspective. All right, we had a big time at the Dima show. Jerry the Diver Guy was there with us, and he had to go, as soon as he left us, he had to go into surgery. I'm hoping we didn't cause it, but he's supposedly on the line with us right now. Jerry the Diver Guy, Jerry, are you okay? What's going on? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All
right. Fine. A little rough, but I'm here.
Little rough. You got your tonsils out? Is that what happened? Or did you just scream so loud there at the show having a good time that you had to have something fixed, so to speak?
Laughing at Nick so hard.
you're laughing at Nick, yeah, from Volley Volley. Yeah, well, you could have laughed at any one of the group that was part of our clan on the last night of Dima.
No, I'm not a doctor, but I do think
you do play one on the radio.
I do play
sometimes
one on the radio, yeah. And this is, I think what happened was that you can't actually pickle your tonsils. And if you pickle your tonsils, they need to be removed.
Is that what happened, Jerry?
Well, after this, after that week, I'd say they are pickled.
Yeah.
Along with my liver.
Along with your liver. That's right. Well, you know, the thing is, you can always grow another. No, you can't, right? I don't know. Well, you know, we'll get someone all liquored up at the next edema and then, you know, ice them down, cut their liver out, and no, that doesn't work. That's only for kidneys when they have, I don't know, you know, we'll figure up a, we'll create a plan somehow.
But, why wait for that long? We still got our world underwater and beneath the sea.
That's true. And, yeah, you know, the next big dive show, consumer dive show, will be Our World Underwater in February. And then we got the Jersey Beneath the Sea show in March. And then Scuba show in Long Beach, California in June, I believe. I think it's June. It might be May, but around that time frame. But, yeah, Jerry, we had a great time, and you definitely juiced us a little bit and kind of, I don't know, kicked it up a notch for our crew, and we curse your name and thank you at the same time. You hear what I'm saying? Cursing your name was pretty much the next morning, but time it felt great, and we appreciate it.
As long as we got some good laughs out of it, fine.
I think we got a few, and a few incriminating pictures, too. But we'll try to keep those.
Well, there's a few of them here too. So.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll file them accordingly and do what we got to do, pay off the proper people. But thanks, and I'm glad you're doing well, my friend.
Lord willing, we'll get over this, be able to get in the water.
There you go. All right. Well, there you go, Jerry, the diver guy up there in the mountains. He's back home in the mountains, sipping on spring water, recovering from his tonsillectomy or whatever the heck it was. Something. Some little minor issue. But it sounds like he's doing good. He can talk, so that's all that matters. Right, Bill?
Well, for our business, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He may have more requirements than just talking.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's already he's putting his dibs on the liver. It sounded like he was asking if he could borrow one, which is, you know.
It's a shame we don't have Pup on the line.
Right, exactly. That could happen. All right, let's move on to Big Wave Dave. He has joined us here on the big show today, too. Dave, have you recovered? Or are you? Have you been in surgery, too?
I had to drive home 3 days from Orlando, so definitely back and moving.
It took you 3 days to drive back west, huh? Or, well, I don't know, back to
north, up north, where it's like, well, it's actually warmer today, but nasty rain.
Well, glad I'm not you, because we're still here in Orlando, but it is raining.
Yeah, you still
today.
Get 80 degrees and sun. So.
Yeah. Well, no sun today. It's kind of rainy and drizzly, so...
Today's weather brought to you by, hey, we're a national show. Go on.
Yeah, exactly. But, Dave, I thought Dima was great. Well, I mean, you know, I just had a ball. Everybody I talked to had very upbeat reports from a business perspective. What about from yours? What did you see at the Be a Diver?
It was a great show. I know I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but our attendance was up over Orlando 2 years ago. So,
yeah, excellent. Yeah.
More people there, and people sold a lot. It was a really good show.
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed with the Friday night party at the Hard Rock, the Demo Awards party. So our buddy Stuart Cove got the Reaching Out Awards, or got a Reaching Out Award, and gave quite a colorful speech, by the way.
And congratulations to our very own Greg Hold, who got the Stop Touching Me Award, also from Dima.
No. That was a...
You qualified, though. It was a pleasure. It was an honor to be nominated.
No, that was a warning.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't an award. It was a written document. But anyway, you know, what was impressive, they had rented out the entire Hard Rock Live at City Walk at Universal.
We had a great time. And yeah. If you saw me, my hair was in a chlorine and got a little curly that day.
It did. You and Bill could have been brothers, or actually sisters. I'm not sure. It was, they kind of had the same style, same kind of hairdo.
You know, if I get a good tan, I could be a Pointer Sister.
Yeah. You know, and they had this Beatles.
Demo overall was a fantastic show.
It really was, yeah. And the Beatles tribute band, by the way, saw all the divers dressed up as Beatles-esque or 60s and type of vibe. And I think they looked at us like, you know, man, these guys are on crack. What is going on?
Yeah,
man.
We had a lot of people dressed up. It was a fantastic night. Good way to finish off the show.
Absolutely.
And in fact, to prove the fact that they thought that the audience was on crack, they said, "Hey, Mr. Mayor, it's nice to be here in Toronto."
Yeah, maybe. I think that happened at least once. Yeah, but they had their sticks down.
That's topical humor.
Yeah, yeah. It's topical. We'll stop there. You know, what did you see at the DEMA show? Anything catch your eye in particular there, Dave, or were you just too busy?
Yeah, a lot of new products, a lot of more information about rebreathers out there. Just right. A good all-around show.
Now, I know in the Be a Diver pool there at the DEMA show, I know you at least did it one, if not a few, breath hold demonstrations. Was that was with Martin Stepanek, wasn't it, or was that with a
several
different
Martin in the water, and we actually had a couple high schools come out to the middle school on one day where they just kind of did a briefing, and on Thursday we actually had a high school coming out and try scuba.
Excellent. So we shared the love of diving with the local
That's
community.
Right.
That's what Dave likes to do, especially with the Be a Diver pool. So you've driven back home to Milwaukee at least for a few days, and then where are you off to next? Where's the Be a Diver pool headed
I'm actually here for till the first of the year, kind of just get all our equipment regrouped and get all next year's schedule done, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Dry out for the holidays. I mean, Dave's been on the
That's
road
right.
like nonstop, and then after the DEMA show, pretty much the entire industry needs to dry out at least for a few days.
One way or another.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You know, us divers, when we don't dive, I don't know. They drink like fish. You know, maybe that's just part of the whole theme. It's whatever. You just go with it. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to talk about some of the places I see the crew going next year. That's kind of what we do at the DEMA show. We go around and talk to our friends in the industry and say, hey, you want us to come here, come there? Where do you want to? You know, we have to kind of plan out our schedule for the year, and that's what we have done. And I'm going to share some of those thoughts with you here in a little bit on the big show. But first, make a program note. 2 weeks from today is our tentative plan to give away our big, big prize that we have available up at scubaradio.com right now, our GoPro camera, a black edition, a Light and Motion Sola 1200 video light, as well as a Polar Pro red and macro filter combo set. A really nice underwater video package that we're giving away. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, look for the giveaway tag there right on the front, and enter to win, and we're going to draw a name at random here in a couple weeks. It'll actually be the kickoff to Scuba Radio Thanksgiving, which we have Black Friday, then we have Scuba Radio Saturday, where we throw out some special deals through the website and maybe a few little giveaways that we will throw out there for the folks between Thanksgiving and Christmas as we prepare for the holiday gift-giving season, and maybe even give you a couple ideas to pass along or to knock off the people that are on your gift-giving list this year. Remember, giving the gift of scuba is the best gift you could possibly give, and that is one of our focuses as we kick off the season for Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. Once again, 2 weeks from today, that'll be November 30th is the day we plan to announce our winner of our GoPro camera giveaway. And you got to get in there and make sure you are registered so you have a shot at this nice prize, which, by the way, is what I'm shooting right now. I mean, that's what I am filming with when we go on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. And you can see some of the examples of the work that we have accomplished right there on the video tab. And see for yourself and say, hey, this could be me. All you have to do is join Greg or be a mermaid. And all you have to do is join us. That's all you have to do. Or maybe on your dive trip. I'll share a few more items that we found at the DEMA show and a few more behind-the-scenes stories next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead, you know you're dead, you know you're dead.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive.
All right, so the Beatles theme that we had at the Dima show, that's why we did all these Beatles parody things. You know, they were playing over the loudspeakers there in the lobby of the Dima show at the Orange County Convention Center. And I got to tell you, Bill, when they played through the lobby and reverberated off the walls of this giant building, they sounded way better than they do now when you're listening to them on the radio. So... Or better, maybe
so
not.
So bottom line is, if you're listening to them now and they don't sound good, get some better damn stereo.
Exactly.
Equipment. Sell your car if you're in the car right now and it sounds like garbage.
Yep.
It is the fault of your speaker system. Get a new one.
I rest my case. Anyway, there you go. And we went a little bit overboard with these things, literally. I think we did. How many songs did we end up?
I have 512.
Yeah. You know, I went on this parody binge.
Here's the thing, which I find remarkable.
What's that?
They never got better.
They didn't.
Yeah,
they really didn't. Even with auto-tune.
You plateaued early, and you just stayed there.
Well, you know, I had auto-tune, a module on the software that we used to pretty much maximum level. And even brought in the Scuba Cowboy to help, and that didn't seem to push us over the edge. He didn't have to use auto-tune as much. But yeah, what are you going to do? You know, that's just what we do. And we have fun. But, you know, it just kind of goes to show when you go over the top like that. I mean, they've kind of come to expect that from us. When we do our little opening ceremonies here at the Dima show, it's kind of funny. We've created a
monster.
Yeah. It's kind of taken on a life of its own. A lot of the same people are showing up. Every year, because they've come to know, hey, this is the place to be at the Dima show, because these guys are giving away a ton of stuff. You know, live aboard trips with Explore Ventures. I mean, it's crazy.
You said that something happened on the last day, on Saturday morning. Something happened for the first time in your professional broadcasting career. Something happened for the very first time.
And I was wrong, actually.
What?
Because it ended up being the second time.
Oh.
I just forgot. But you're talking.
Was it the same woman?
It might have been. Because I had blocked it out. No, I didn't block it out.
I'll tell you, of all the women that were there that I thought might do this, she was not in the top 100 that I would have guessed.
Right. But, you know, we're talking about 9:30 in the morning. This isn't like after happy hour.
No.
Where you would possibly expect a few mishaps like this. No, I said, who's willing to yell for some prizes, get our attention, whatever you got to do? And sure enough, on the last day, some lady flips up her tie-dye shirt and instantly won, by the way, and God bless her for it. And then I said, wow, that's the first time in the history of our show that I've been flashed. And then I realized, wait a minute, that happened last year in Vegas.
Yeah, but this lady was 75 years old.
No, she wasn't. She was.
No.
She had plenty to grab our attention with, too.
Yes.
So God bless her for it. But, you know, the one guy
who was wearing an eye patch for the balance of the afternoon, just as a precaution.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was her husband, but who knows. But the thing that was a first, you know, I thought this, you know, the thing when we orchestrate our little song and dance routine for the Dima show, we never really know what's going to happen, just like we never know what we're going to do for the show half the time and what comes out on the airwaves. That's just how we operate, and we kind of just go with the flow. as divers and radio folk.
In spite of a solid 15 years of me begging for a pre-show meeting.
Yes. That's just, I don't have time for that. I want to go diving.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the things that I was flirting with, I'm like, you know, we always want to tie into something topical. This year,
once again, this doesn't make sense. This is something you're flirting with, and women are actively showing you their breasts.
Yeah, well.
And this is what you decide to flirt with. Go on.
Well, anyway, yeah. So I'm thinking, what could we do as a contest with the crowd to make it unique, different, and fun? And, you know, we usually have them yell and that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, look, what was the biggest news item or one of the big news items this year? Well, was Miley Cyrus. So I instantly thought, let's get our Scuba Radio mermaids. We had several new mermaids on display at the DEMA show. Let's have a twerk off. And have them twerk.
That was a great idea. How'd that work out for you?
Well, I said, all right, ladies, you know, you're wearing your new mermaid tails. We're going to have a twerking competition. And they all turned around and looked back at me at the stage with fire.
As if it had been rehearsed.
Coming out of their eyeballs.
Because they turned simultaneously. It was synchronized mermaid swimming.
Exactly.
And they turned and they said, no, we said we wouldn't do that.
Right. And I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot.
But you put them on the spot, Greg.
Put them on the spot. And then, of course, you know, I was going to make them do it. Because, you know, when you're up there kind of in that power position, you can kind of like almost talk them into it. But then I realized, wait a minute.
Let me tell you how close you came. You came so close to talking them into leaving.
No, I came close to them shooting me. If they would have had a sharp utensil in their hand or something like that, I would have been stabbed easily. But, you know, I saw that in their eyes, and then I realized, wait a minute, they're in the new Scuba Radio mermaid tails, which aren't really conducive to a twerk. Not that I'm an expert in the technique myself of twerking, but I'm guessing, you know, these mermaid tails, this could cause problems. And we don't want to have, like, a wardrobe malfunction or something.
Especially
like
if they
that.
Were twerking against each other, the squeak would have been audible from space.
Yes. And we paid big bucks for these costumes, so I didn't want them to, you know, ruin them or break them or split them or whatever. So I said, okay.
Hold on. Just to be perfectly clear, mm-hmm. when the mermaids hear this on their podcast,
yeah,
because they swim in a pod.
Right, of course. Yeah, that's hilarious.
You thought that there was a risk of them damaging the tails because of their behinds.
Well,
the actual girls that were inside of the costume, you thought their butts were too big and that they would break. This is what you're saying to these girls when they hear this on the podcast and they start sharpening their fillet knives.
When you twerk, you flex your buttocks muscles, and if they're very firm, you don't need an example.
Bill, please don't do that.
Just threw up a little in my mouth. As well as everyone listening and have that mental image burned into their brain.
Lightheaded.
Anyway, the mermaid tail outfits are a little constrictive in that regard. So they're just not conducive to twerking. So I said, look, ladies, pick a couple or pick people out of the audience. We'll play one of our songs and allow the people in the audience to do their own version of twerking. And if you like their performance, you pick them and we'll give them a prize. And lo and behold, it never fails. It never fails to surprise me how you have a tendency to find a pro in the audience every time you do something like this.
No question.
Whether it's pole dancing for prizes and you're on a liveaboard boat and next thing you know, like, whoa, that dive master's got skills.
Yes.
She's
done this on stage.
Maybe. To a crowd like this at the DEMA show, and sure enough, smack dab in the middle, that couple started twerking and made Miley look like an amateur.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me on that, Bill? They're very flexible.
They were flexible, twerkers. And I'm wondering if they've named the child.
They named it Greg.
Yes, they did consummate something.
Yes.
And it was well worth it because we hooked them up with a nice prize.
Yeah, not nice enough.
Yeah. Well, I know it was. I think it was.
Was it the liveaboard?
I don't know if that
if
was the
liveaboard. If it wasn't the liveaboard, it wasn't quite enough because I know it was a big prize.
Explore Ventures gave us a liveaboard in the Bahamas.
That was a nice prize.
Liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos.
That's a great prize.
The Galapagos on the Humboldt Explorer.
Yeah.
And a trip on the Maldives Explorer, the Carpi Vita. So it was well worth any effort they put in, and it, you know, made for quite a display for everyone on site. What I don't know yet, I haven't went through all the pictures from our photographer friend Richard, who helped us out there at the show this year.
You also haven't gone through them, but okay.
Well, that's what I said. I haven't got through them.
That's not what you said.
I'm hoping that somebody captured that moment on their iPhone or a picture. I want to see that. Because I don't want to be like being, you know, that incident where I got flashed and I blocked it out. I want to actually remember this moment in scuba radio history. It'll go down in the annals of scuba radio history for sure.
Scuba radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
So we hope to have a lot of pictures from the DEMA show posted up this week. So make sure you check scubaradio.com, enter for that giveaway of the GoPro camera, and take a few minutes to peruse the gallery, because it's definitely going to be updated this week, as we did have a professional photographer on site to capture some of those magical moments of our crew and the Beatles get up and the mermaid tales, and we debuted a whole new outlook or a whole new look for our scuba radio mermaids. And by the way, we had several new mermaids on display that made their debut at the DEMA show. We've done a little more recruiting. Friends of friends have joined the pod, and we got to give a little thanks and a shout out to Mermaid Callie, Leslie, Melmo, and Mop Top. Which are some
can't pick your
mermaids.
Can't pick your nicknames, girls.
We pick them for you.
No, they can. I like those. I like Melmo. Melissa is Melmo. And they call her Melmo because when you tickle her, she, you know.
Laughs like Elmo.
I don't know if she does or not. I don't know what she does.
I think
we haven't found out yet because no one's tickled her, from as far as I know. But we're bound to find out sooner or later.
I'll do it, Greg.
Okay. Jimmy the Bubble Boy has a mission.
Somebody's got to.
And then Mop Top just kind of has this look. You know, she has a unique do. You know, you think mop, nah, it doesn't sound very attractive, but it's kind of a cool look. It'll be a unique look for one of our Scuba Radio mermaids. But all the girls were represented very, very well. And I appreciate all the work they assisted with our crew in the morning. They helped us out in the happy hour party, our Junkanoo party with the Bahamas each day. And, of course, Mermaid Tiffany, she held it. She pretty much took the reins as lead mermaid this week, her and Lizzie, and kind of kept everybody in line. So we had a great, great time.
Yeah, I think that they did a great job.
They did.
But I think that you allowing them to have a cattle prod was a mistake.
Well, that cattle prod was mine. They had just wrestled it away from me.
They said they needed it for the girls, but I saw it used on me more than I saw it used on them.
Well, when you ask them to stick it here and...
Okay, when I say, I didn't ask them
I saw
stick
it.
That there.
I think there's a picture that will show up on the website.
I hope it
does. At scubaradio.com this week. I think I saw one.
I think Facebook has standards.
No, this isn't Facebook. This will be our website.
Oh, okay.
And what about YouTube?
Different. And clearly we have no standards.
Right, exactly. They're
so,
very, very low because we're
of
divers.
It's a mermaid tail.
Yeah. So we had a great time. Those mermaids, Leslie, I believe... she's a dive instructor or dive master. No, I think she's an instructor.
I think she is.
And Callie is a dive master.
Yes.
They're both friends with Lizzie up there from the Gainesville dive program.
Right.
University of Florida.
Yeah. Doug, who has said that area had developed into a Scuba Radio mermaid nursery.
Yay.
Yes.
Or training ground, or I'm not.
Training ground is actually probably a little less creepy
than a hatchery.
Nursery.
I believe it's a hatchery.
It could be. I don't think they're hatched, though, because they're mermaid. They're mammals, so they don't have eggs.
Mammals?
Oh, Greg.
Their tails?
The mermaids.
Platypus is a mammal. It lays eggs.
Ooh, good, strong argument.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't really explored it enough to find out. But, dude, who cares? Well, we take them after a certain age anyway. After they're,
Is it like a lobster? You measure
I have no
the
idea
tail? Do you have to measure the tail to see?
After they've molted a few times and then they're
you
old enough.
Just check them for eggs and decide if you have to throw them back.
Exactly.
Something like that. Yeah, but the girls got skills, and that's what's really cool about our mermaids is that they are divers.
Yes.
Or as in Melmo and Mop Top's case, they are divers in training.
They're hard workers.
So, hard workers, but they know their stuff. They know their diving stuff. So they're not just pretty faces. That's what I love about how that works out for us. Because when we're at the DEMA show, it really, as a diver, you're like a kid in the candy store. Even for me, after 17 years of going to that show, I love walking the aisle of the DEMA show just to see what's out there, what's going to show up on your local dive store shelves in the coming months. And I'll pick up a couple things for myself. I picked up another dirty old man pole cam thing that that I can use for the GoPros. And you've seen the one I've brought into the studio.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's telescopic. But this new one I found, I'll give the company props here next week. I'll make sure I bring it. But, the one I had before was really good from Underwater Kinetics. I really like this one. That one is really, really nice, but it's a little beefier and longer than probably
girthier.
I need. Yeah, than what
it's
I need for some of our
than
trips.
What you actually need.
And this other company that I found at the DEMA show had one that's actually very compact, probably not even 12 inches long. And
12 inches
very,
enough for most applications.
Very small, but still extends out long enough to do its magic when we would be on a trip like in Seba,
right,
where space, weight, and size matter.
Always do.
Yeah, because when we do this Explore Ventures Live Aboard there in January, now that we've added our front stay and Nevis, and then we're going to Dominica at the backside, we're very limited on weight on this particular trip,
right,
Bill. So every ounce I can save... And still get all the stuff that we need is going to be very, very important. So I found this little device for me. So even after doing this 17 years, I always find something new.
And that's awesome. I had a great time, too. I don't get to go to a lot of the shows. I've been to DEMA a couple of times because it's right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
But it looked like a great show this year, and I look forward to next year.
Yeah, in Vegas, make plans now. Dive Master and above, you can get in. as and you should. If you're a professional in the dive industry or just act like one like we do, you ought to go. Hats off to the DEMA organization for pulling off another great event. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
Downwards wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.